Good morning, I'm Paul, host of the New P&L podcast and founder of the New P&L Brand Purpose Institute, where we work with business leaders, employees and entrepreneurs just like you, and we empower them to build brands with purpose, on purpose. And this week's shout out goes out to Mali, another one of the 90 plus countries we're now listened to in. Thank you to all of our Malian listeners for all of your support. It's hugely appreciated. Keep listening, keep sharing the podcast, and let's keep the global movement for a new P&L growing. Just before we get into this week's The New P&L to the Point, I wanted to let you know that this week we've officially launched our latest Legacy and Leadership Development Program. This is titled Transactional to Transformational Leader. The Transactional to Transformational Leader 8-week program will commence in February next year, and we will explore the key principles and characteristics needed for business leaders of the future, as well as providing participants with a range of tools and skills to help them build a powerful legacy for their leadership and their business. And this course is perfect for both those currently in senior leadership positions, as well as those aspiring to become the next generation of business leaders. And we've extended the early bird booking offer of 50% off to January the 20th, 2023. So that's a 50% saving on your investment in transformational leadership. And if you go to principlesandleadership.com and click on the banner on the homepage, you'll be able to learn more. And you'll also find the links in the notes that accompany this podcast. Okay, so last week on the New P&L Deep Discussion, we had a very tough but very important conversation with Steve Phillip, founder of the Jordan Legacy, a suicide awareness and prevention charity. Steve founded the charity after the loss of his own son to suicide in 2019, and he has worked tirelessly ever since to amplify the awareness and the prevention of suicide in the UK and across Europe. And it was a hugely powerful conversation that had a profound impact on me, as I am someone who has lost close friends to suicide over the years. So this week on the New P&L to the Point, I want to address and expand on one of the points we discussed in that episode last week. And given the nature of the subject, it's more of a personal rather than a professional development point. However, clearly the two are inextricably linked, because the stronger, the more focused, and the happier we are personally, the better we will perform in all aspects of our life, including our professional careers. And at the start of the episode last week, Steve described the immediate period after his son Jordan had lost his life to suicide. Steve, of course, knew that his life and his family had changed profoundly forever. But what he also realized at the time is that the work he had been doing for the last 30 years also had to change. And Steve said, "In that moment, a little light went on and said, I'm probably not going to be doing what I've been doing for the last 30 years. I've got a voice, and I've used all types of platforms to communicate with vast audiences before. So maybe now it's going to be with a different story." And that story Steve then lent his considerable and powerful voice to, and continues to today, is suicide awareness and prevention. He established the Jordan Legacy, and that has become his life's mission ever since. And it's this point that I want to explore today on the New P&L to the Point. The point around Steve, and indeed all of us, uncovering and discovering the true value and strength of the voice we all have within us, and then using our voice for powerful, positive change in our own lives and in the lives of others. And Steve discovered the true power of his new voice and his new story to tell through a truly tragic circumstance, something no parent should have to experience. And Steve's voice through the Jordan Legacy has come from a place of intense pain, but through his voice, he is transforming his own personal pain into the foundations of hope for a better future for others. And these are incredible foundations for change. So what I want to lay down as the foundations for this episode is that we all have that powerful voice, an incredibly powerful voice within us, that is waiting for us to bring it forth. And in the process of doing this, bringing that voice forth, we start to transform ourselves, and just as importantly, we start to transform those around us. And some of our voices are a result of tragic circumstances like Steve's. But for most of us, I would suggest, we know the voice is already there. We know what we want the voice to speak up on behalf of. We know what the purpose is behind it, what we should use our voice for. But fear, fear of lots of things, failure, rejection, embarrassment, or there's indecision, or maybe not the right time, or not knowing how to start, and so on and so on. All of these things are stopping us embracing that voice, engaging it and using it in the manner it deserves to be used and should be used for your transformation and for others. But for many of us, unfortunately, we have to get to a point in our lives where the pressure of not using our true voice for our true purpose is greater than the fear and apprehensions of actually using it. That the only way to subdue the pain is to step up and out and into our purpose. But, sadly, too many of us never reach that point or refuse to recognize, probably again out of fear, that when we are at that junction where our true voice and our true purpose needs to be unleashed or unveiled, that we are actually there. We find reasons in that moment to push it back down and convince ourselves that the right time will come, the right resources will arrive in due course. But they don't, and they won't. Because the key resource we need above all else is us. We already have it. It has already arrived. It's been there all along just waiting for us to let it out. And part of the issue, and I think this is accentuated in the world of social media, part of the issue is that whatever we want to do, whatever we want to offer our voice to, whatever our purpose is, we feel it has to be huge, grand, and impact on and change thousands of lives. But this just isn't true. Clearly for some it is, but for most of us, for the overwhelming majority of us, our overall impact might be fewer in number, but it is no less profound for those our voice and our purpose impact on. So let me give you a small example. If you are mentoring someone at work, and your support and your advice and your empathy and your time and your commitment to their mentoring transforms them and their career, helps them to believe that they can be more than they thought they could, then you have had a truly profound impact on one person's life and career. Your voice and your purpose in that moment has transformed their life and their career. And you have changed the perception of who they thought they could be, what they thought they could become. And there is no greater power in the world than this, to positively transform and improve another human's life. And if in turn they do this for someone else, and if it in turn happens again and again, then you have created a community of transformation, all because you made the decision to use your voice and your purpose to help transform one person. And Steve from the Jordan Legacy is using his voice and his purpose to speak to hundreds, sometimes thousands of people each month. But out of all of those people he is speaking to, if he starts the process of changing the mindset of just one or two people in those audiences, if they seek help as a result of Steve's words, then his voice and his purpose has been transformational and lives are saved. And we all have that voice for change, for transformation in ourselves and in others. And it's not the scale of transformation that is important. It is the fact that a transformation is happening for someone, somewhere, as a result of your voice and your actions. And all you have to do is take one small step forward by using your voice on you first. By saying the words, telling yourself out loud, what do you want to use your true voice for, your purpose for? How you intend to transform one person's life with your voice. Because if you start now, you might be the first person you transform and change the destiny of. Thank you once again for listening to the new PNL to the Point today. I'm very grateful for you taking the time each week to listen to us. Next week, we will be releasing our final episode for 2022, a bit of a roundup on some of the key themes from this year, and then we'll be taking a 3-week break over Christmas and the new year, before we come back to you with our first episode of the new year on the 5th of January, 2023. I really appreciate everyone who has listened, participated, engaged with us, fed back to us, reviewed us in 2022. It's been an amazing third year of the new PNL. And don't forget to check out the Transactional to Transformational Leadership Program. The links are in the notes that accompany the podcast. And if you are interested, just get in touch and let us know. If you have enjoyed this episode or any of the other episodes of the new PNL, please do take a moment to rate us or review us. It all helps with our ratings and our rankings. So finally, I'm Paul. host of the New P&L To The Point, thank you once again for listening and have a great day.